we have to let your heart not be troubled and trust in God and also in me. There's the words of the Lord Jesus Christ before he was departing. So the similar thought is there in the Hebrews chapter 13. I would like to read a few verses from the Hebrews chapter 13. Recent days we were studied about that, but let us meditate a little bit. We have little time. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6 we will read in the beginning. Let your manner of life be without covetousness, and be content
with such things as ye have. For ye have said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. As we are come to almost the close of this year, this is a good thing to remember, the God's promises. This is last 1 year, when we think about, turn back and remember how God was faithful to us and led us, and now we have come to the close of the year 2016. And his love and care was upon us, each one of us. Everyone can give a testimony about that. This chapter 13, there are three unchanging things are mentioned. I would like to draw your attention as we are coming closer to the year on these three unchanging things mentioned. The first one which we have read is the unchanging promise of God. His promises are not changing. Human beings, or normally they promise, you know, they go on changing, isn't it? November 8th, we know the Prime Minister changed his promise, isn't it? In the notes it is written, I promise, the governor of the Reserve Bank gives a promise, isn't it? I promise to pay the bearer, isn't it? Value of 1,000 rupees or 500 rupees, that is the promise we have. Otherwise it is a paper only. Without a promise, it is a paper. But in the night, 8th of November, the Prime Minister declared to India that we withdraw the promise. All the money became paper. No value for that. But our God is not like that. His promises are unchanging promise. He will never change. Oh, what a wonderful God we have. And we know that Matthew chapter 28, the Lord has again promised to the disciples at the day and when he was departing from them, lo, I am with you always. No, occasionally I will come and visit. That's not what he said. Normally we say that occasionally, sometimes whenever time permits, I will come and visit. That is not right. He is always with us. What a wonderful God we have. Now the new year coming, we are not showing, we don't know what God, the government is going to do. Anything they will do. Now everybody has a fear, isn't it? Now everybody fears that anything can happen. People are very afraid even to deposit money in the bank, whether they will get it back. No guarantee for that. So anything can happen. But one thing we have a God who can never change. And his promises will never change. That is what we read about it. I was, last week I was there in Pathanamthitta. I was sharing the God's word in some of the meetings, and also I was teaching the children. We had a meeting on the children's ministry work all over India. They went, really it was so challenging and it was so impressive to me. They went all over India, many parts of our more than 8 states, they went and shared the God's word. And many could come to the Lord with that ministry. And they were showing the slides and sharing the testimonies at that time. So I was asked to a few words to them at that occasion. So I was just sharing something from the Luke's Gospel chapter 10 at that time. One thought came to my mind when I was thinking about that, how God was sending his disciples to pray, share the gospel. And certain things he mentioned to them. It is very difficult for us to digest, in fact, whatever he meant. He called the 70 people and made 2 by 2 and said that you go to all the villages. Afterwards, I will come to the same village. So that is what he want to go to the same place. Before that, he sent the disciples. And if you read Luke's Gospel chapter 10, we see he is talking to them so many things. Harvest is plenty. We will read verse 2 to 4. We will read chapter 10, Luke's Gospel chapter 10, verse 4 to 2 to 4. We will read. Therefore said he unto them, harvest truly is great, but laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send for the laborers into his harvest. Then he is telling them to go. Verse 3, go your ways, behold I send you forth as lambs among the wolves. Then verse 4 we read like this. Carry neither purse, nor bag, nor shoes, and greet no man by the way. And into whatever house ye enter first, peace be to this house. Verse 4 is really difficult for us to understand, isn't it? He says that you go, but one to do thing, carry neither purse, nor bag, nor shoes, and greet no man by the way. Whenever we start our travel journey, first we think the where's the purse is there. At least the credit card should be there. So we carry a debit card or credit card, something we should have in our hand. Otherwise we cannot go out. But here the Lord is telling, don't carry any bag. I couldn't understand that. And not only the bag and shoes. Very difficult to understand. And don't greet anyone on the way. So, you go. What does it mean by that? The symbol Lord want to tell us that, tell the disciples that, you trust in me. You depend upon me, that's all. Don't depend upon your resources. Your resources can go, it becomes a paper even next day also. It has no value. But you trust in me. You believe in me. Don't trust in human beings. Don't greet means your relationship. Sometimes we trust in, okay, when I go there, that brother will be there, that sister will be there. So it's probably they will help me. That is how we calculate. Sometimes we go there, but by the time their door may be closed also, nobody will be there. So many times it happens to me. I think, when I go that place, I know so and so place. And when I reach there, the person won't be there at all. So Lord is telling that, don't depend upon your resources, your strength, but depend upon, and don't depend upon human beings. He told them and sent them. On the way, what happened, we don't know how they went also. Very, very difficult. But you look at the Luke's Gospel 22, at the close of his day, the last days of his life on this earth, what he is asking the disciples, you look at that, chapter 22, Luke's Gospel, verse 35. You look at the answer also. 35. And he said unto them, 22 verse 35, when I send you without purse, and bag, and shoes, lacked ye not anything? He is asking, reminding them, you know I send you without a purse, without shoes, without bag. Is there anything lacking for you? What is the answer? And they said, nothing. Nothing was lacking. We went as you commanded. We went depending upon you and we never lacked. Oh, wonderful answer, isn't it? Now he says, whatever you have, you carry, no problem. Logically you carry, there's nothing like that. But he's reminding that, you should always depend upon. So we have a God who is unchanging. Promises are there. His promises are unchanging. If we depend upon the human beings, their promises will change.
In Malayalam, there's a saying, Ane kuduthalam aasha kudukkirathu. There's a wording is that even if you give an elephant, but don't make a false promise. That's the thing. If you make a false promise, it very hurts the people, isn't it? So many people in the world, they give false promises. But our Lord will never give false promise. Look throughout the scripture. Whatever God has promised, He has fulfilled it. But one condition is there for the promise to be fulfilled. That is, we have to claim it. That's the God's condition. I don't know why God made like that. The promises are there, but the promises should be claimed. Should ask that promises. For example, you know, God has promised to Abraham. There are so many examples. One example I can give you. Abraham, that I will bless Isaac, he will have children. Everything he said. And Abraham believed that. And your children, your seed will be like the stars of the sky and like the sand of the sea. Isaac also got married. After the marriage, they lived. And they were not having any children, isn't it? God has promised that Isaac will have children. But they were not having any children, Isaac and Rebekah, for how many years? Can you imagine? 20 years. They were not having children for 20 years. They may be every day, they may be thinking, God has said that we will have children, but we are not having any children. Brother, God forgot His promise. 20 years they lived without children. Then finally, what happened? You know that. Look at that particular incident. We see that Isaac and Rebekah, they were not having children for 20 years. But when they prayed to God, God answered their prayer. We read that in Genesis chapter 25. We read about that. We read, Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah as his wife. You know, 40 years they got married. Now verse 21 we read here, and Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, because she was barren, and the Lord was entreated by him, and Rebekah was conceived. It's very clearly God, Isaac entreated the Lord. That means he prayed to the Lord. And when he prayed to the Lord, at that time she was conceived. At what time they got the children? You read it. Verse 26, last part. Isaac was 60 years old when she bore him. That means there's a gap of 20 years. 20 years they were not having children. And God gave the promise after their prayer. That is the important thing. God made a promise, that's true. But if you want to claim the promises of God, you have to pray. There is a relationship between prayer and the promise. So, this is a very important thing. God will not fail His promises, but we have to pray to claim the promises. There are so many incidences are there. The last promise in the Bible, which is the last promise? Behold, I come quickly. Immediately, John knew this thing, the principle of God. Immediately, what he is saying? He is praying. So the promises should be claimed. Daniel knew this very principle very clearly. He saw the promise of God. After 7 years, he will deliver the people from Babylon. He saw that. He read that. Immediately we see that he was praying. So the
promises are unchanging. He will never change the promise. But we have to understand that promises should be claimed. So when you see in the Bible the promises, you claim, God, you have promised. We know that you are unchanging God. You, I want that you should fulfill that promise in my life. And definitely, God will fulfill that promise. So, in as we are coming to the new year, definitely God's promises are still standing and we have to claim the promises. Second thing we read about in the Hebrews chapter 13, not only an unchanging promise, we see an unchanging person. Verse 8 we read like this. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and unchanging person. Not only unchanging promise, but he is an unchanging person. Yesterday what he was, he is the same today. And tomorrow, you human beings go on changing, isn't it? After you meet a person, after 10 years, you won't be able to recognize. He may have changed a lot. Changes are physical as well as behavioral. Everywhere the changes are common. But our God is an unchanging God. As we read John's Gospel chapter 14, we were just mentioned about that. Let us read that. What the Lord is talking to the disciples there. Luke's Gospel, John's Gospel chapter 14. That chapter is a great chapter. That chapter deals with the comfort. A chapter of comfort we see there. And there, the beginning of that verse is, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in. Here, God is an unchanging God. So, the Lord Jesus Christ is telling that, you trust in God. Unchanging God He is. And believe in Him. And also believe in me. So, we have a person to trust upon. As somebody was just sent me a message, he said that to trust in God in the daylight is very easy, isn't it? No problem. But trusting God in darkness is faith. Really test my heart. Trusting God in the daylight is easy. But trusting God in the darkness is the when we pass through the dark valleys of our life, difficult situations of our life, we have a person to trust upon. As Alan was telling, at least whenever he has difficulty of reading the regular reading, at least Psalm 23 is a good thing. Read the Psalm 23, at least recite it. There is Psalm 23 verse 4, what says that? Though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, the reason thou art with me. There's a person with us. And that person is an unchanging person. Unchanging person is with me. He will never change. He is the same God yesterday, today and forever. We see in the Hebrew itself, so many things are mentioned about that. What type of God we have. He is yesterday what he was. Look at the yesterday, what Hebrews itself is. 5 verse 7 we read, yesterday what he was doing. 5 verse 7. Who in the days of his flesh, yesterday, when he had offered up prayers and supplication with a strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared. He was a person, perfect human being. He was a perfect human being with the tears. He lived like you and me on the earth. Yesterday he lived and he cried, he wept with a loud voice and God heard. So it is reminding that we have a God who can hear our prayer. Now look at the Lord Jesus Christ, what he is doing today. Chapter 4, Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 14 and 15 we will read. What he is doing today. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. We have a high priest seated in heaven who is able to understand our infirmities, our limitations. And he is sympathizing high priest. And not only that, he is a faithful high priest. He is today, he is there in the right hand of God. That really comforts us. And again the same, the Hebrew writer speaks about that high priest. In verse chapter 7, look at that high priest. 7, Hebrews chapter 7 verse 17. And 17 we read like that. For he testified, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And we see that he is a priest after the order of Melchizedek. And verse 25, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Ever living high priest. Unchanging person. He will not change. When he was on the earth, he was like you and me. He was weeping. He was crying. He can understand our difficulties. Today he is in the heavenly places on the right hand of God. And that too after the order of Melchizedek, unchanging priesthood he is having. So our God is an unchanging God. Trusting him is very, very important. I was reading this morning Psalm 46. Really, that is very interesting. Psalm 46. We'll read few verses. What type of God we have. There we see the person of God. Where we can take the refuge. Psalm 46 verse 1 to 6. If you read, we understand. There the psalmist is speaking about God. He is a refuge for him. Psalm 46. Let us turn to that. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength. A very pleasant help in trouble. Such is God. He is our refuge. Such a person. Now, if you read the Psalm 2 to 3, the nature is raged. Nature is very, very furious. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed. Everything, earthquake may come, the flood may come, anything can come. You look at that. Though the mountain be carried into the midst of the sea, though the water therefore roar and trouble, though the mountain shake with the swelling thereof, the natural calamities may come. But I have a shelter, that is God. He is an unchanging person. So the nature rages. Not only that. Look at the verse 6. The nations will be raged. The nations will be troubled. Look at verse 6 says. The nation raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. Verse 7. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Unchanging person he is. He is our refuge. Natural calamities can come. National calamities can come. But we have a place of refuge. That is God under whom we can take shelter. So the second thing, an unchanging person under whom we can take our shelter. Lastly, verse 14. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Unchanging place. A change which cannot be changed. In this world, everything changes. Here, a city that cannot be changed. A permanent place that we are going to have. That is what he says. Here, have we no continuing city. And we seek one to come. So three things are mentioned here.
unchanging promise, unchanging person, and unchanging place. What is the place? That is called New Jerusalem. In the Hebrews chapter 12, we see that the Hebrew writer speaks about that. The things which is on this earth is going to be shaken. It is going to be shaken. We see that. But we are waiting for something which cannot be shaken. Verse 26, 27, you read that chapter 12, 27. And this word yet once more signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. We are going to receive a kingdom that cannot change, a city that cannot change. We are going to enter into that place. And we read about that city in the book of Revelation. Wonderful city, isn't it? Around 1,500 miles length. The height also same. And the width also same. Height and width, and it's a cubical city. From Kanyakumari to Kashmir, that much is the length. What a huge one, is it? Huge city. It's a hundreds of India, the size of that one. Huge city. And that city that we are going to dwell permanently. And we are waiting for a city that cannot be shaken, that cannot be removed. And that is the promise that God has given. That is why the Lord said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Otherwise, I would have told you, isn't it? That is the Lord said, in my Father's house there are many mansions. Otherwise, I would have told you. He will not tell any lies. He will not say any false promises. His promises are perfect. Otherwise, he would have told us that there's nothing. I'm just telling like that. Sometimes the mothers used to tell so many things to children, isn't it? To make them sleep. Huh? He's like, no, Lord is not like that. His promises are yes or no. No. If he says yes, means it's clear. So we have a dwelling place. In my Father's house, there are many pensions. And he is going to come. His coming is very soon. Things what is happening here. Don't think that it's all accidental. A country like India, to become a cashless society is not easy. What Narendra Modi had done, I don't think it is accidentally he did it. I do believe it is a preparation for the Lord's coming. You know, in the end time, Bible very clearly says, at the end time, when the Antichrist comes, he will have a cashless society. Without the number, no one can buy or sell. That shows a cashless society. So, to have a cashless society, preparation is needed. What Narendra Modi has done is not an accidental thing. I do personally believe God has made him to do that. So that a country like India, even now the farmers are thinking to have a cashless society. Rich or poor should be like that. So, see that what is happening is only a preparation for the Lord's coming. Lord is going to come. So let us prepare for the Lord's coming. You know that this verse is always we heard even from our grandfather's time, isn't it? We always think like that. But the things are moving much more faster than that. Things are very much closer to that. So all the events happening is under the control of God. So let us trust upon him. Let us thank for all his goodness during the whole year. As we are entering or we are going to enter into the new year, we have these promises with us. Unchanging promise we have, an unchanging person we have, an unchanging place we have where we are going to dwell. What a wonderful thing that Lord has given to us. Let us thank God for that. May God bless this word to our hearts.